All right, good morning. This is a special meeting of the County Commissioners Court. It is 9:00 a.m. the sixth day of August 2025. This meeting was posted with County Clerk, Ms. Kimberly Wise, on August 1st, 2025, at 3:27 p.m. Today present is myself, County Judge Leroy Leflore, Commissioner Precinct 1, Mr. J.R. Ashley, Commissioner Precinct 2, Mr. Jacob Patterson, Commissioner Precinct 3, Paul D. Webb, and Commissioner Precinct 4, Mr. Jared R. Lee. Commissioner Webb, if you don't mind, bring us a word of prayer.
Dear Lord, thank this day, thank for all our many blessings, Lord, help us, give us the wisdom and the right decisions to make for our county and for our taxpayers. Thank you, thank for all our military. In your name we pray, amen.
Amen. The pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Texas flag. Under the Texas flag, I pledge allegiance to thee, Texas, one state, under God, one and indivisible. All right. We will start with item number one, that is our budget workshop. And the first thing on that list is our health rates. The increase to our health rate was 3.7%. And dental was 10.2%, and we had budgeted 10% increase, so that's a really good thing.
Yes, I was able to take out like $23,000.
That's great. And item number two on that, you guys got any questions about number one? Item number two on that is any other items for discussion changes about the commissioners?
Have we discussed, I know we've done a general, a dollar an hour raise. What about the part-time help? Did we include the part-time help on that?
I think I raised that up, J.R.
You do? Okay. Also, Shannon, I'm okay, we had that $21 an hour for a maintainer operator, and I didn't use any of that, so I'm okay with leaving that at 21 if everyone else is.
Okay, because I did raise that to 22, because I raised them all a dollar, so you want me to put that one back at 21?
Yeah, go back to 21 on that, if you would.
Okay. And then BJ just texted me, I accidentally, and I'm glad people look at the budget for this reason, I accidentally did not put the extension agent's rate in here, so I'll have to add that.
Good thing you're here, though. Maybe that's funny, too.
Thank you for catching that, Doug.
You're welcome.
And I know we're talking about the tax rate next, but just while we're on the budget, so everything we've discussed is in the budget. I reduced the health stuff, made the other changes we talked about, and then based on the numbers that Karen gave, I went ahead and just put the no new revenue rate in here. At about $80,000 to the general fund. And so that's already in here. I've added that to the general fund, and it added like $11,000 or something like that to the road bridge. So that the deficit you're looking at right now is with everything that we needed in there.
What about taking that economic development improvements all the way out?
Shannon, can we take that out at $25,000?
Oh, okay, I can't read that.
Yeah.
That is on page, I'll show you where that's at, so you can mark it on your thing. That's on page eight, and it's under economic development, so I'll just make that zero, right? Is that what y'all want?
Yes, yes. Yes, ma'am.
Yes.
Okay, so now the deficit will be $274,000.
Shannon, that'd be, wouldn't it be $272,038.40?
Well, I had to add back in what I left out for Doug.
Oh, gotcha.
So, that's why I said $274,000, because I left out his raise.
Gotcha. Questions about the budget at this point?
So we're at 274 on the deficit?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Any other questions? Probably got any of that? All right, we'll move to item number two, discuss proposed tax rate.
All right, I put in front of you, I don't think Shannon, not Cynthia's, I don't think she had after I plugged in the proposed rate of the known revenue rate to get my what-if scenarios. But your general fund, no new revenue rate came in at 0.439378.70. And your road and bridge came in at 0.0787113. For a total no new revenue rate of 0.5180983. Your voter approval rate came in at 0.6185990. And your de minimis rate is 0.5762486. Now, your no new revenue rate will get you about the same as it did the prior year. Your values did go up, so the no new revenue rate went down from what we had last year. I believe we were right around 53 cents and some change. As you know, legislature dropped the amount between the no new revenue rate and the voter approval rate to like 3.5% last legislative session. Well, this legislative session, they dropped, they are attempting to drop it even further. I know it's on the floor, to drop it like to 2.5%. So technically, you should have a lower voter approval rate should they approve the bill that's on the table. But because you have a 10 cents basically difference between your no new revenue rate and your voter approval rate, is y'all have been diligent to stay as close to that no new revenue rate every year, you've banked pennies. And it's called the unused increment rate. It's the difference between the voter approval rate and the adopted rate. The rate you adopt, you get to bank those pennies for 3 years. It used to be 5, and then it went down to 3. So they gradually are lowering it on the years. I don't know that there's anything on the table this special session that would change the 3-year rule, but you do have banked money there. I did some what if scenarios. The no new revenue rate will get you no additional levy, basically. A 1% per $100 tax increase would get you $45,593 in additional revenue. If you go up 1 cent, it will get you $88,004.
And, Ronnie, and that, if we did 1 cent per $100 tax increase, that would put the rate at 0.528098.
Correct.
Which would still be under last year's rate.
Yes. And of course, the de minimis rate is there as basically kind of a safety net. If you have something crucial, you've got to raise revenue, it's what will give you $500,000 extra. The voter approval rate, not adjusted for unused increment, would be the 0.5412670, which would get you $203,900. With the adjusted, with the one that you have on your paper, would get you $884,476 extra. If y'all propose last year's tax rate, you make no changes in the tax rate, you would have $156,469.
Which would bring our deficit to $117,531.
Correct.
Yeah.
And of course, I did put the proposed rate in after discussing with Shanna as the no new revenue rate so that you could see that zero.
So call her.
This chart is by cents. half cents, it will show you what would put you, like, 2.5 cents would put you with $220,015 in additional revenue, which would almost do away with your deficit, correct? Is that what I'm thinking?
Deficit's 274.
Okay, then 3 cents would get you closer, would get you 2,000.
Maybe I don't have to get it that down.
No, I think you call it to, since this is your first spin around carousel. Our carousel has been over there upside down.
Y'all's carousel could be worse. You could have debt.
Yep, yes.
And the county has no debt.
Do what?
No debt.
Zero. Did you hear that here? We have no debt. Zero. So if we do not increase the tax rate from last year, it's going to bring in $156,469, which brings our deficit to $117,531, which is less than the deficit we had to write last year. I believe last year it was $168-ish.
And well below the voter approval rate, so you don't automatically trigger an election.
Yeah, we don't ever want to do that unless we're in real line.
How much deficit are we comfortable with? I know, I mean, that 117 is way better than we were last year.
Sure. You know,
and we still had money left last year, right? I mean, we did not go over. Shannon?
Are you talking about 2024?
Yes.
Okay.
No, we're talking about 2023.
Okay.
We're still riding on 2024.
Yeah, 2024.
2024 budget deficit was $14,000. That must be.
That's when we almost wiped it out because of the percentage that we took.
So, Karen, let me ask you a question.
Mm-hmm.
If we do, the 1,528,090 and bring in 88,000. If we don't bring it back up to last year's tax rate, will that put us in a bind
next year
or the year after? Or I mean, we'll never be able to recapture that money.
So never.
That's not good.
No.
They could put a future court in a bind when we're all wrong.
Yeah.
Does that make sense? Whether it be next year or 10 years from now.
That's if we dropped anything.
Right. If we propose the same tax rate as we did last year, we would wipe that deficit down to $117,531. I'm comfortable with that. Shannon, are you comfortable with that $117,531 deficit?
Yes. Which number were you looking at for that?
The last year's tax rate. The 0.538775.
Yeah.
You know, keep that ready.
Oh, that's not on here.
It's on the benchmark.
It's
on the 1A, Shannon.
It's not on the big long one. It's on the benchmark 2025 tax rates.
Tell her to send her a picture of it.
It's the second one from the bottom.
I see it. It's at the bottom.
Yeah, second one from the bottom.
Okay, is that all going to be, I guess the whole increase is going to be in the general fund, right?
No, it would also be in the road and bridge, so our deficit would go up a little bit.
Yeah, let me see.
You can raise everything.
Yeah, you can keep your road and bridge rate the same as it is this year.
Yeah.
And you know, I think that part knows.
Well, wouldn't it be at the top of it?
Yeah.
No, there's no new revenue.
That's the no new revenue. But you are at 7 cents. The no new revenue.
Last year's rate was .535875. Last year's road and bridge rate was .081476. So is that what y'all say? You want to go back to last year's general rate and last year's road and bridge rate?
Right.
Yes.
Okay.
So the general fund rate is?
The general fund rate last year was .454405.
.454405.
Okay, and the road and bridge rate was .081476. I'm adding that to make sure. And those total 535875.
Yes.
Okay, so that would be your proposed
you don't make the motion. You need to.
Okay, give me something to read. Numbers.
Are we going to make a motion part, or are you going to? But we need to. It's going to be this.
Plus, right, it's the total. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you see that white tab?
I'm saying most of
a big portion of that deficit. Yeah,
would be less deficit than we had last year.
I agree with the judge.
Say proposed tax rates.
Okay, I agree with the judge. If we don't do a little bit of something, somebody in the future, us, will it'll be a problem.
You continue to bank what we can.
Yeah, we can only do that for 3 years.
Well, so
3 years
continue to go with
it. People still have it banked.
Yeah, everything that we can.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Did you know that we would not have $117,531 deficit after we bring the tax rate to its current state if there was no such thing as a state-sponsored property tax rate increase?
Shall.
It's a very powerful number in our world. Okay, do we have any questions for Shanna or Karen on the proposed tax rate?
I think that's a wise decision all the way up all the way across there, trying to keep what we all remember, but nobody wants to be
a penny.
And we've taken a little back.
Goes by this voter approval rate, the
and our employees.
The most important asset in Marion County
that's what you
are the employees. Those computers would not work without somebody, and y'all shovels and machinery would not work without somebody.
Exactly.
Okay.
So there will be some bank.
Okay.
She was talking to JR about it, what he's going to say. So, if I hear no other discussion, Jim, we will move on to item number 3. Vote on a proposed tax rate.
Ready. Okay, and this is for the 2025. I make the motion that the tax rate for the general fund be .454405 and the road and bridge be .0814760 for a total amount of .535875.
Second.
Motion made by Ashley, second by Lee. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. All right. We will move on to item number 4. Discuss and approve setting time and date for archive public hearing. Shannon.
August 25th at 9:15, and the tax rate hearing That's up Monday, that's a regular court day, that's what we've been doing.
Yeah, that's right.
And then we'll adopt it after, so everything will be in the paper next week. And I'll bring y'all a copy of the new budget on Monday, just to look at in court. And then I'll also have with it the notices that are gonna be in the paper.
We need those by you.
The archive one you have set to run this week. Can't you hear me?
You said the archive one you have set this week.
I already set the archive one, it has to be there 15 days ahead, the rest of them don't have to be until next week.
Okay. He said he just needs those by Tuesday.
Yeah, no, mine already, I just didn't wanna send them till we make sure we did our thing. And then Karen will just have to update hers with the tax rate.
So we just took care of 4, 5, and 6? Correct. Shannon?
Yes.
Good.
You just gotta propose it. You gotta set it officially by motion. Don't you?
What do you wanna say?
Yeah.
I make a motion that we have a archive public hearing, budget public hearing and adoption, tax rate public hearing and adoption, August 25th.
No. Can we do each one? I mean, because they're, it just makes it easier on me. We can do them all at one time.
All right, so I make a motion that we set the archive public hearing August 25th at 9 a.m. Second. Motion made by myself, second by Commissioner Ashley, all in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. I make a motion that we set the budget public hearing and adoption August 25th at 9:15 a.m.
Second.
Motion by myself, second by Commissioner Lee, all in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? I make a motion that we set the tax rate public hearing and adoption August 25th at 9:30 a.m.
Second.
Motion made by myself, second by Webb, all in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Are you satisfied?
I am satisfied. Thank you very much.
Good to go. I shall live to see another, however it is a young man. However it is a young man. All right, before we move on, does anybody have any questions? Paul, you good to go?
Yeah.
Item number 7, as required by Article, whatever those numbers are, Section 5 of the Texas Constitution, consider for approval the order of election for November 4th, 2025. General election, the order includes dates, times, locations for early voting and election day. And that has to be signed by both of us, correct?
I do believe so. The notice gets signed by you. The order does sign by all, but let me just tell you.
Sure.
You don't have the order in front of you. Next week, I go to Secretary of State for a conference. I believe we will get the information we're seeking to be able to provide that to you. It's got to do with early voting dates and times. We have an unofficial word that the Secretary of State is not going to issue directive to follow the changes to the election law that changes the early voting dates that went into effect September 1st, or when the Secretary of State is comfortable that all counties can comply. I believe we'll get that word next week. I just want to make sure that I don't give you the order with the wrong dates on it. We do need to adopt it by the 18th of August. The governor has not ordered his election for the amendments. Last time we had an amendment election, he waited until like August 9th. So we did get the go-ahead from the Secretary of State that we've got to do this before the governor does his, to comply with the deadline. I'm going to go on Monday. That's why it's on today's agenda.
So this needs to be signed by the county judge.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll make a motion that we approve the order of election dates, times, and locations for early voting and election day, and allow the county judge to sign.
Second.
Motion by myself, second by Ashley, all in favor?
The only thing that's going to be on the ballot is amendments.
All in favor? Any opposed? Motion carries. Does anybody else have any questions about anything? Shannon, you good?
I'm good, I'll have all that done so y'all can see the final on Monday with the stuff in the paper, and I'll get all that to you.
Okay, Doug, I'm glad you came. Glad you got a raise.
All right, motion to adjourn.
Second.
Motion to adjourn by Ashley, second by Lee, all in favor? Any opposed? We are not taking away from your election.
I want to make sure.
Thank you, ma'am.